This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
June 14th was Flag Day in America, and the 4th of July is just a few days away. Thoughtful Americans once again are prompted to reflect on our most treasured and omnipresent patriotic symbol, the American flag. Harvard-trained historian Woden Teachout has written a new book about the flag and the history of American patriotism, Capture the Flag. And Woden joins us on the long line to talk about the new book. Woden, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I have to ask you right off, where did the idea come from? I know there was something in the literature about you going to a rally, and where did you get the idea, hey, this is a book I've got to write?
Sure. I became interested in the political meanings of the flag when I took it to an anti-war rally. This was in February 2003, and these were the largest demonstrations in the history of the world, and they were asking the Bush administration to let the weapons inspectors do their work and not to go into Iraq. So it was a pretty large movement around the world, millions of people, and so there was a demonstration in my town, and I decided to go with my sisters, and we brought along our flag. And we stood there in the we walked up to the demonstration, and we stood there in the middle of the group, and we were talking, and we noticed all of a sudden that a kind of a space was growing between us and everybody else, and they were sort of backing, you know, just a little bit backing away. And we didn't really understand it, and we looked up, and we saw that people were really looking at the flag, and they were kind of talking. And we realized that the flag, people were seeing the flag as so inevitably a pro-war symbol that they couldn't figure out whether we were part of the protest or protesting the protest, which was so interesting to us because we had brought it as a symbol of democracy in the streets. You know, this is the government by the people, for the people, of the people, and the flag, that's what symbolized to us. So I became very, very interested in how the flag could mean such different things to such different people, and since I'm a historian, I started studying it.
Yeah. We're talking with Woden Teachout. The new book is Capture the Flag, A Political History of American Patriotism. So I have to ask you, in your research, where does the American flag come from? You know, we're all sort of raised to picture Betsy Ross sitting by her fire sewing the flag. Is there truth to that?
Well, people argue about that. Historians argue about that. What's really interesting about the Betsy Ross myth and what it points to, the truth that it points to, is that the flag was a sailor's flag. If you walked out in the revolutionary America and you walked on the streets, you would not see an American flag the way we see them today. But if you went down to the harbor, you would see flags. And the reason for that is that sailors used the flag at sea as a way to indicate the nationality. And so you would know if you were approaching a ship whether this was a friend or a foe. So what's so interesting about the stories from the Revolution is that you see all of them have something to do with the with sailors. Betsy Ross was a waterfront seamstress. John Paul Jones, of course, was a naval commander. And then I found some other really wonderful stories about prisoners in British jails, and they were sailors, and they were taking the flag and giving it their own meaning.
So let me give you a little space here to just sort of encapsulate the message of your book. You talk about these two different traditions of patriotism in America.
Yeah, this to me was the real surprise of the book, and it's become the argument of the book. I show, when we think about the flag, we tend to look at a snapshot at our current moment, and we see whatever we think the flag means politically right now. 2 years ago, it would have been something different than what it means right now. But when you look back over the history of American use of the flag and the history of American patriotism, you see these two traditions. The first one is humanitarian patriotism, and this tradition really emphasizes individual rights, it emphasizes liberties, and it emphasizes the importance of dissent. So when humanitarian patriots think of patriotism, it's a commitment to an ideal that's bigger than their country. They're interested in their country, but they're interested in their country as a way to realize these other ideas. And a great example of that is Martin Luther King. When he was speaking at the March on Washington and doing his I Have a Dream speech, he talked about American patriotism, and he said, there's an American promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you can see what he's doing there. He's talking about rights, and he's really interested in those rights, and he's framing them in this larger American context. Now, nationalist patriotism is the second tradition, and that's different. Nationalist patriots, when they think about patriotism, they emphasize different ideas. They emphasize service, sacrifice, commitment, and loyalty. For them, it's about what the individual can give to their country. And there's a real sense of belonging to something bigger than themselves. The classic articulation of this kind of patriotism was John F. Kennedy in 1961 when he said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." And you can really see that sense of responsibility there. So there are these two traditions, and I want to emphasize, first of all, that these are ideal types. You know, we all draw on both of those traditions. Some people are more humanitarian, some people are more nationalist, but certainly they both inform our sense of patriotism. And secondly, it's not that one is good and the other one is bad. It's just that there are very different ways of thinking about your relationship to your country.
Right, right. We're talking with Woden Teachout. The new book is Capture the Flag, A Political History of American Patriotism, and we'll be giving away a free copy here at the end of the interview, so stay tuned. Talk a little bit about how different political sides like to lay claim to the flag for whatever purpose. And I think it's safe to argue that over the last few decades, we've seen the right and conservatives sort of, you know, with the lapel pin, and they've sort of claimed the flag as almost a symbol of the Republican Party.
That's really true. It's very interesting. For the last 40 years, the flag has really been much more associated with the Republican Party than the Democrats. And the origins of that go back to the Vietnam War. When you see in the early and mid-60s, the flag was a symbol that was really up for grabs. There wasn't a lot of political association with one of the two parties. It was both a symbol of the military, especially for those families who had children or husbands or fathers in Vietnam. You know, it was a very strong symbol of the military, but it was also used at these anti-war marches. There were a number of American flags that were taken to these marches. And what happened was there was a huge rally in Central Park in 1967, and in a corner of that rally, two anti-war protesters set fire to an American flag. There was a photographer there who took a picture, and that was subsequently published on newspapers all across the country. And it really consolidated this sense of the flag as an anti-protester symbol. There was a real distance there that developed between the anti-war movement and the flag. And of course, since Nixon was president, that meant that the flag became really his property, and he consolidated that by wearing a flag pin.
Woden Teachout is the author of Capture the Flag, and the phone lines are open if you got a question. 977-1070. Give us a call. Very, very interesting how that happened. I find myself very bothered by somebody who would burn the flag. I mean, I get it. I get where they're coming from, free speech and all that. But you know what? At the end, it still bothers me because it's like, hey, buddy, that flag stands for your ability to burn the flag.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so what are you doing?
It's true. And there's some amazing exchanges between people. There was after the Texas versus Johnson court case came down in which it was ruled that the flag could be burned. It wasn't unconstitutional to burn the flag. There was an exchange where someone set fire to the flag, and they said, "You know, this I'm protected by the Constitution and the Declaration that you know that's what allows me to burn this flag." And someone else said, "Yes, but my father died for that flag." And you can see right there, you know, those two sides. And I think that what we need to do is when we understand how the flag has served in our national life, we can begin to stop being so polarized about it, but understand both of those traditions.
Yeah, yeah, that both traditions have great significance and meaning in this flag for their own purposes.
That's right.
Yeah, we're talking with Woden Teachout. The new book is Capture the Flag, A Political History of American Patriotism. And of course, we've seen this flag from, you know, the Ku Klux Klan used the flag, you know? I mean, it's very interesting how everybody sort of wants it and sees in it whatever their agenda is.
That's right. I think of it as our American Rorschach blot. that whatever whatever interests us as a nation is reflected in the flag and is reflected in the struggles over the flag. If you look back, the story of the flag is the story of our country. Every single debate, every major idea about what it means to be an American is there. And you can see how the flag has been used as a symbol of pretty radical democracy, expanding voting rights. It's been used in immigration debates, both for and against immigration. It's been used as a symbol of anti-slavery. It's been used as a symbol of capitalism. It's been used as a symbol of white America and of a multiracial America. And it's just fascinating watching those different ways in which we always frame these national debates in terms of patriotism and in terms of the American flag.
And you point out, you know, post-Vietnam, we see the flag as really almost a symbol. A lot of young people today, and those people at the rally you were with, they see the flag as a symbol of the Republican Party. That's regrettable, in my opinion, because there's so much more there than just one political party. But where do you see that going in the future?
In the future? Well, it's really interesting watching the flag's meaning as with Obama as president, because up until last year, I think you could say pretty clearly that the flag was this largely Republican, largely pro-war symbol. And what Obama has done is he's trying to disrupt that equation, and he uses, certainly there was a whole flag pin slap with Obama, but he also uses very consciously the language of patriotism, and not just the language of humanitarian patriotism, but he talks a lot about nationalist patriotism and about service and sacrifice. If you listen to his D-Day speech, he talked a lot about that. And so what he's trying to do is to create this sort of larger vision of a flag that can incorporate both Republican and Democrat. And it's interesting to see that developing. I think this flag's meaning is shifting. I think it's a moment of possibility, and I'm very curious to see where it will go.
We're talking with historian Woden Teachout. The new book is Capture the Flag, A Political History of American Patriotism. And Margo's been waiting online, too. Margo, you're on with Woden. You go right ahead.
Yes. Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Margo. Nice to talk to you.
I just have a question about the fallen military and when it became the custom of draping their caskets with a flag.
Now, that goes back beyond, I believe it goes back beyond American history into earlier times, but certainly it was true in the Civil War era and up until the present. And as you know, in Vietnam, that was part of the reason that the flag was such a flashpoint, is because it was so, it was televised when the caskets came back, and the flag became a real symbol of that grief, of that national grief.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Margo, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We're talking with Woden Teachout. We got a line open at 977-1070. Woden, put 9/11 in context of this whole idea of the flag. And, of course, I guess that came along when the flag was really identified with the right and conservatives in this country. And did that only intensify it, or did it affect it at all?
9/11 was such an extraordinary moment. When the World Trade Centers were attacked, there was this incredible sense of unity. All the political connotations dropped out, or most of the political connotations dropped out of the flag, and the flag was really the symbol of both grief and then also resolve to come back as a country. And you had people who were flying the flag who never would have flown the flag before. They did a telephone survey, and 80% of Americans said that they either were flying the flag or they planned to fly the flag. So there was this real moment of kind of a national sense that we haven't seen often. Then, of course, the flag became used as a symbol for the buildup to Iraq, and it became the president and the staff were wearing the flag pins, and a number of television networks would change their logos in order to incorporate the flag, and they were talking a lot about Saddam Hussein and biological weapons, and so it felt to many people as though the flag was being employed as a pro-war symbol. So that was a moment of real shift that you can see, and it's happened before at various periods in our history. But what's interesting is that the same dynamics persist. Even now, you can see it wasn't as though September 11th changed the dynamics of American patriotism forever. In fact, those two traditions are there, and we continue to appeal to them.
Woden Teachout, Harvard-trained historian. The new book is Capture the Flag, A Political History of American Patriotism. Woden, before we let you go, I'm just wondering, is there any one thing that you came across in your research that you think speaks to something that Americans don't know or don't appreciate or understand about the flag or our history of patriotism?
One of the things that struck me the most is how deeply rooted the myth of Betsy Ross is, and how when we think of the American flag, that's what we think about. And there was a history professor who did a survey with his incoming history students, and he asked them to write down five figures from American history. And so they wrote them down, and Betsy Ross came up first. And he then taught his class and talked about all of American history, and he repeated the experiment at the end, and there was Betsy Ross again. And I think it's such an interesting story because it shows how deeply we respond to that myth of Betsy Ross, whereas in fact there's this tremendous history of the American flag, and there are all these moments where it's been used, it's been shot at, it's been spit on, it's been torn, it's been trampled, it's been used in all of these different ways as a very important symbol granting legitimacy to all these different groups. And those are the stories I try and tell in my book.
Fantastic. It's a beautiful book. Woden Teachout, Capture the Flag, A Political History of American Patriotism. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.